Hello, and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston, and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Billy, who's a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
How to create a stress-free work environment. Creating a stress-free work environment is a must for any thriving business today. By focusing on employee well-being, companies can unlock greater productivity and creativity, all while keeping morale high. Let's explore practical steps to cultivate such an environment, benefiting everyone involved. Recognize the signs of stress. Recognizing the signs of stress in the workplace is crucial for maintaining a healthy and productive environment. Common indicators include heightened absenteeism, reduced productivity, and a pervasive negative atmosphere. Early detection and intervention are paramount to thwarting burnout. By addressing stress proactively, employers can foster employee well-being and bolster organizational effectiveness. Stay vigilant for these telltale signs, as they often serve as precursors to more significant challenges. Promote open communication. Encouraging open communication between employees and management is essential for fostering a positive work environment. Establishing channels for feedback and dialogue, like regular one-on-one meetings and suggestion boxes, can cultivate transparency and trust. By promoting these strategies, teams can address concerns promptly and collaboratively, leading to improved morale and productivity. Emphasizing the value of open communication ensures that everyone feels heard and valued, ultimately contributing to a more cohesive and successful workplace. Implement flexible work arrangements. Introducing flexible work arrangements, such as remote work options and adaptable schedules, can greatly enhance both employee satisfaction and overall productivity. By offering these alternatives, companies support better work-life balance, which in turn reduces stress levels and boosts morale. For instance, remote work allows employees to tailor their schedules to fit personal needs, leading to increased job satisfaction. Highlighting the advantages of arrangements like these stresses the organization's commitment to supporting its workforce while achieving top performance. Foster a supportive work culture. Creating a supportive work culture is vital for reducing stress and fostering employee well-being. Recognizing the pivotal role of a positive environment, organizations can implement various strategies to cultivate support and camaraderie. This may include organizing team-building activities, acknowledging achievements, and offering avenues for professional growth. By prioritizing these initiatives, companies show their commitment to nurturing a workplace where individuals feel valued, supported, and motivated to excel. Such efforts not only enhance morale but also contribute to overall organizational success. Thoughts. Fostering a supportive work culture, implementing flexible arrangements, and promoting open communication are vital steps in mitigating workplace stress. Employers must proactively prioritize these initiatives to cultivate a positive environment. Let's all commit to evaluating and enhancing our workplace practices, ensuring the well-being and productivity of our teams. Together, we can create a healthier and more fulfilling work experience for everyone.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.drlhealthypracticespodcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about informational activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.